Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor's Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good
today. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. So glad that you could join us today as we continue to recognize difference makers in our communities and share their stories to encourage and inspire. Of course, the tourism industry has had a difficult time over the past year with COVID-19, and that includes our friends down at the Early Works Family of Museums. I reached out to Bart Williams, who is the director of Early Works Family of Museums in Huntsville, Alabama, and asked him about a special weekend that's coming up. It's the Lego weekend. Right now, I have on the line with me Dave McClellan, Director of Guest Experience there at the Early Works Family of Museums. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Dave.
Oh, thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you. Now, what is your role there at Early Works?
Mark, I'm the Director of Guest Experience. So I like to oversee, I like to make sure everyone's having a great time at Early Works, that everyone's having fun and learning a lot.
That's great. And speaking of learning a lot, we've learned a lot over the past year when it comes to COVID-19 and learning how to overcome some challenges. And that's been a reality for Early Works during the past year, as we've seen, as I mentioned, in tourism across the board, locations that are used to having students come in and out on a regular basis just completely shut down that end of their business.
Yeah, that's right. We've had to learn a lot as the administrators of the museum. But, you know, we've grown through this process. I mean, of course, safety has always been our top priority. And that's safety for our guests, our staff, and our volunteers. And we're continuing that commitment. Now, the good news is the community has really joined us in being able to meet that safety challenge. And I think everyone's had a really good time at the museum. Of course, masks are still required at our museum. That's for all guests ages 3 and up. We have safety capacities on the museum, too. So as we start talking about this Lego weekend, I'm really going to encourage everybody to go online and get their tickets in advance, because I would just hate for you to come to the door and find out that we were sold out because of our safety capacities. And of course, we have social distancing in the museum. And that's where I got to say the community has been just great. Everyone is so respectful so that everyone can have a good time together.
Well, and it certainly is trying to work a balance. And that's what we've tried to do over the past year, is have balance when it comes to being able to enjoy what we normally do, and yet at the same time, being able to put in place some rules that allow all people to be able to enjoy it, even those who may have weakened immune systems and are more vulnerable to diseases such as COVID-19.
That's right.
Let's talk about the partnership with the Tennessee Valley Lego Club, because it said that they're taking over Early Works Family of Museums over the weekend as we look forward to Lego Weekend at the Early Works Family of Museums.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I tell you, you are right that the Tennessee Valley Lego Club is a great community partner. Some folks may know them because, you know, before COVID, they had a chance to go out and participate in festivals in the library. I think this is one of their first events back. We had a chance to walk through the museum with them, looking at those safety protocols, and they felt like, you know what, this is a great time to have a new event. And it really lines with our entire museum experience, with our Toys the Inside Story exhibit that we've been running for these last couple months, and really some of these exciting new STEM experiences that we're developing. So we're excited to bring all these Legos into the museum for children and their family to enjoy.
Well, let's talk about what the Tennessee Valley Lego Club is literally bringing to the table when it comes to creative play and brick tables, along with the racer's track to build race Lego cars and other things.
Mm-hmm. That's right. There's basically three types of experiences. Of course, there's hands-on, right? We are a hands-on museum, and so we have a number of touch tables that are ready to go for creative exploration. We're going to have a number of displays through the museum. Some are going to be stanchioned off, so you have to look at them from a distance. Some are really special, going to be underneath some plexiglass. And one really cool display they're going to have is their town and city display with a working train. And that's actually going to be held in our new Tinker Lab, which isn't actually open yet. You'll hear more about that, but you'll have a chance to kind of see that sneak peek of the special room that'll be coming out this summer.
Very cool. Now, how did Early Works get in touch with the Tennessee Valley Lego Club, or did it go the other way around where they got in touch with you guys? How did that come to be?
Absolutely. So one of our big initiatives this spring has been bringing community partnerships to the museum. And this is a number of a series. So we had a board game bonanza weekend. We had a Star Wars weekend. We had a dolls weekend. And each of these special events brought in a community partner to really help bring more to the museum. And so this Lego is just another one in that series. We're even going to have a Pokemon weekend after this in just a couple weeks.
My 7-year-old loves Pokemon cards. I don't know how that happened, but I believe maybe some young people at school love to exchange those cards. And Cora would tell me that she acquired a new Pokemon card. She loves that. So that may be something down her alley in the next couple of weeks.
Absolutely.
Dave, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to share how people can get tickets to this special Lego weekend at the Early Works Family of Museums, okay?
That sounds great. Thanks.
Folks, right now we're talking to Dave McClellan. He is with the Early Works Family of Museums. We're glad to have him on the line with us. That is located in Huntsville, Alabama, as they get ready for Lego Weekend, which is taking place April 16th through the 18th, thanks to the Tennessee Valley Lego Club. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
He's got a cold, nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, so he can get away. I'd get on second base. Won't your dad to watch him play?
Welcome back to a Wednesday edition of the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. And as I mentioned in the first segment, I reached out to my friend over at the Early Works Family of Museums, Bart Williams, who is the director. And he put me in touch with Dave McClellan, Director of Guest Experience there at Early Works Family of Museums in Huntsville, Alabama. And right now we're talking about LEGO Weekend, which is coming up April 16th through April the 18th. And I wanted your young person to know about LEGO Weekend. And maybe it's an opportunity for you to go down to Early Works and see what they have to offer these days. I know that so many people have avoided a lot of locations where people would be. Now, Dave mentioned about the safety protocols that are in place. And so you can feel secure going into Early Works with your child. Just enjoy the day together. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Dave McClellan.
Hey, thanks, Mark.
I'm excited about LEGO Weekend. I'm excited about doors of opportunity opening back up as we move forward through what has been a very difficult time over the past year with COVID-19, especially for our museums. The Mark White Show has been a supporter of Early Works Family of Museums. I have given out passes to families, and we've really enjoyed that partnership. Of course, it created some difficulties over the past year, but I am glad to see that door opening back up and opportunities coming, as you mentioned, with even Pokemon coming up in a couple of weeks.
Oh, that's right. You know, and I got to say, none of this would be possible without our amazing community partners and our amazing guests. You know, we're an interactive museum, so we're all working together to make sure we're having a good time. And I think this Lego weekend is going to be a great example with our Tennessee Valley Lego Club coming in, lots of different families from all around the state and really the region come to Early Works to play. The important thing is, of course, you've got to do your research before you come in to make sure you have your ticket.
As far as tickets go, how do people acquire those tickets to be able to come over the weekend?
What we want to encourage folks to do is go to earlyworks.com before you come into the museum, and you're going to want to see right there on the front webpage, you can purchase your ticket. And you get to select the time that you want to arrive at the museum. And that's how we can control safety in the museum. We make sure that we're not too overcrowded, so there's a lot of room for social distancing, keeping everybody safe. And then, honestly, it's not just safety. Everyone has a really great time because they have lots of room to play and explore.
Well, Dave, let me ask you this, and it's not a curveball question, but how did you get involved with tourism yourself?
Oh, well, that's a great question. I just love getting involved with organizations like Early Works. I've been in this business probably for about 20 years now, doing everything from working at Disney World to being in the zoo business, history museums, children's museums. And I got to say, it just makes me feel so good to see the guests come in with their families and create those magical moments. You know, you see parents connecting with their children, and you know that those memories are going to last a lifetime. And I just love being a part of that.
I believe we both probably knew that the tourism industry is going to continue to thrive. What was your mindset, or what did you think when COVID-19 hit and you started to see the various changes that were happening across the tourism industry? But how did it make you feel personally?
Well, I think I wouldn't be completely honest if I didn't say we were all a little scared for a while there. You know, when this first came in, it was a big shock. We knew it was going to hit our family of museums pretty hard, and it wasn't easy. But what I will say is it forced us to get creative. You know, any challenge that comes our way that's unexpected will always get us thinking outside the box. And that's what Early Works has done over the past year. It's pretty wild to think that, you know, a year ago, we had no museum traffic at all. We were totally shut down. And so as we began to reopen and rethink, we have found new opportunities to engage our guests. We have new exhibits. We have new ways of moving through the museum that keep people more entertained and involved. So, you know, if I could go back again, I certainly would never want this ever to happen again, but I'm very proud of how we've been able to rise to the challenge.
Well, I want to also congratulate the Early Works family of museums being recognized by the community as a favorite local attraction for toddlers and preschoolers, along with the Huntsville Botanical Gardens. Congratulations on that from Rocket City Mom, the award for 2021 Family Favorite.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, we were thrilled to get that award.
I think that's terrific. And any recognition that can be had, to know that the community does support you, and you've alluded to that a couple of times during the conversation, the support of the community and how they have really rallied around museums like the Early Works Museum. And I know that Huntsville is very supportive of so many attractions that are there. The Space and Rocket Center, most people know across the country as the U.S. Space and Rocket Center Space Camp, which had to put their programs on hold. It's been a very challenging time, but they're still there. Early Works Family Museums is still there in Huntsville, Alabama. And people have an opportunity this weekend to be able to enjoy Lego weekend thanks to the Tennessee Valley Lego Club. And I'm excited about that. I'm excited for you, Dave, as someone who loves the tourism industry. You've shared your passion. Very excited about the fact that we can start to open these doors and people can come back and enjoy what they have for many, many years in Huntsville, Alabama.
Oh, well, thank you, Mark. It was great being here.
One more time, Dave, how can people get their tickets for Lego Weekend, April 16th through April 18th?
Go to earlyworks.com, right there at the front of the page. Purchase your ticket, and sign up and come on in at your designated time.
And then if people want to follow on Instagram, I encourage them to do that so they know when these events are taking place. They can go to @earlyworksfam on Instagram and then also follow the Early Works Family of Museums on Facebook as well. Dave McClellan, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show to share about Lego Weekend and also some other subjects that I think that people need to hear about. They need to hear our heart and what we're thinking about the tourism industry, the hopefulness that we have moving forward.
Yeah, well, thank you, Mark. It was a pleasure being here.
Folks, we've been talking to Dave McClellan, Director of Guest Experience there at Early Works Family of Museums in Huntsville, Alabama. We're so glad to have him on the show today and talk about the Lego Weekend. Thanks to the Tennessee Valley Lego Club as well in their partnership with the Early Works Family of Museums. I hope that you've enjoyed today's show. If it's an encouragement and an inspiration to you, if it helps you to move forward into the rest of the day, I hope that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors, and let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to try to make a difference in our communities across the country. You can also follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And then also subscribe to the podcast via TuneIn Radio, Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, or on YouTube. You have been listening to a Wednesday edition of The Mark White Show, and this is your host, Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown.
Hey guys, this is Quentin Aaron. I wanted to tell you guys about my friend True Hayden in need of a bone marrow transplant. So we're going to have a bone marrow drive in Huntsville, Alabama. I want you to stay tuned for information from my friend Mark White of The Mark White Show.
Thank you, Quentin. As Quentin said, the Be True bone marrow drive is to save the life of 8-month-old True Amore Hayden. The Be True Bone Marrow Drive will take place April 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Rock Family Worship Center, located at 3401 Holmes Avenue Northwest in Huntsville, Alabama. You're not only helping True Hayden, but others in the community who need a bone marrow transplant as well. We hope you'll make plans to join us. Thank you for your support.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyler's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.